Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, listeners, and welcome to another edition of Indie Country Radio on Fleet Days with Murph. On the show today, we've got more music from Mercy Stone, Alyssa Trahan, and Akira and Jean. We'll also be discussing our interviews with all three of these artists that we've done in the past. So let's go ahead and get the show rolling, folks. But before we do all that, I just wanted to give a quick shout out and huge congrats to the super talented Miss Alexi Hayden. Her brand new EP called The Drive dropped this morning, and let me tell you something. Top to bottom, this is probably one of the best pieces of music I've heard in a long time. I had an opportunity to get to meet Lexi. It was probably around a year or so ago, maybe, at one of her shows. And I promise y'all this, but she sounded as great live as she does on the record. So again, Big congrats to Alexi Hayden on the Drive EP coming out today. And with that being said, before we get into today's chart, let's take a little walk down memory lane to last week, and recap last week's Indie Country Radio chart. At number three last week, we had the incredibly talented Miss Chris Bradley with her song "Worth a Shot," and I also get a chance to meet Chris last month in Nashville, and I heard her do this song live, and it was, again, so great. At number two, and by the way, as I said last week, all the artists that made the countdown last week, I've gotten a chance to see him play live. So at number two last week, it was the super talented Lacey Green with the a title track to her Nice Things EP, and taking the top spot last week, it was NBC's The Voice finalist Josh Gallagher and a friend of mine with his single "Picking a Small Town." So enough beating around the bush. Let's get today's countdown started off. Coming in, kicking things off today at number three is the lovely Alyssa Trahan with her song "I Love Your Truck." I cannot even begin to tell y'all the number of times we've had Alyssa, or Alyssa, as I like to call her, on the show. It's probably at least four at this point. And before we do play I Love Your Truck, but tonight in Batavia, New York, and I hope I'm saying the name of that town right. Alyssa gets the opportunity to open for the ladies of Runaway June, which is just huge. So if you're in the Batavia, New York area, I'm not sure exactly when the show itself starts, but if you're in the area, don't hesitate to miss the show. It's going to be great, I can promise you that. But back to the countdown. Be sure to listen carefully to the words of this song if you want a bit of a laugh. At number three this week, it's the super talented Alyssa Trahan with I Love Your Truck on Indie Country Radio.
Thank you.
that's a great song. Coming in at number three this week, that was Alyssa Trahan with I Love Your Truck. Now, taking the runner-up spot, it's the super talented Carrie Ann Jean with the first song I ever heard from her called It's Okay. Now, there's a bit of a story that goes along with this. All of the artists I play on the show, as well as the artists I interview, and y'all have probably heard me say this before, but I initially made them via social media, specifically Twitter. And there's been a handful that I've met in person, Carrie Ann Jean being one of them. And the first time I ever met Carrie Ann in person was maybe 2 years ago, I think, something like that. A year and a half, 2 years ago, something like that. It was my best friend and a former co-host of this show. There's a place in her hometown that hosts a music show every Saturday night where local singers can sing with a live band and kind of showcase their talent. So M had initially invited me up that night or that Saturday night to sing, and she also invited Carrie Ann because they would be in the area. Her mother and her then boyfriend, now fiance, would be in the area. Well, due to a death in the family, Tim couldn't make it that night, but I did get to hang out with Carrie Ann, her mama, who is like my mama. She is she's my second mama, and Carrie Ann's then boyfriend, now fiance. So me and Carrie Ann have been friends pretty much ever since. And like Alyssa before, I cannot even tell you how many times Carrie Ann's been on the show, and therefore has become a very dear friend. Hello, Captain Obvious. Every time we have Carrie Ann on, there's rarely ever a dull moment. So, anyway, at number two today, it's Carrie Ann Jean with It's Okay on Indie Country Radio.
It's okay, don't want you. Pride has no place here. I'll never race here. I just wanna dance to the beat of your heart's drum. I'm here to fall. You could catch me. It's okay, don't want it.
A runner-up spot this week on Indie Country Radio. It's my super talented friend, Miss Carrie-Ann Jean with It's Okay. Now, I was browsing Carrie-Ann's website earlier, and I came across something that was really cool that Carrie-Ann's put together. It's called Junior Artist Training. She's developed a new program for aspiring young artists to kickstart their a musical journey in a relaxed and fun way. The Junior Artist Training Program combines vocal training, a songwriting education, and performance coaching to create a well-rounded program, perfect for any aspiring artist in any genre. Akirian is now accepting new students ages 8 to 15. A spot's predicted to fill up fast, so for more information and to schedule your first session, email akirianjean@yahoo.com. So, I literally just came across that, and I thought that was really cool of Carrie-Ann to do something like that for people who might be looking to break into the industry. So, if you're interested, like I said, email CarrieAnnJean@yahoo.com. Okay. And that brings us to number one for this week. Corey Jean and Kels of Mercy Stone are two of probably my favorite people in the world. They are a sister duo in Nashville, Tennessee. They are two of the most talented, sweetest people you'd ever want to come in contact with, and I'm honored to be able to even call them dear friends. Like Carrie-Ann and Alyssa, they've been on the show multiple times as well, and it's always so much fun to catch up with them and see what they're up to. So, without further ado, taking the top spot this week, it's Corey Jean and Kels of Mercy Stone with Into the Ground on Indie Country Radio.
Crossroads and met the left-hand liar, but a man can't sell his soul.
Stone with Into the Ground. And while I'm thinking about it, I want to send a big congrats out to Corey Jean on her recent wedding, which happened probably about a month ago or so. But anyway, okay, with the about 4 minutes we've got left, I think that's enough time to get in the announcements, and we've got a lot because a bunch of stuff has happened since the last time you guys heard my voice. A bunch of stuff has happened, so I'm going to try to run this down really quick. This coming Tuesday at 4:30 Central, we have Howlin' Dog recording artist Mandy Rowden joining us. May 2nd, also at 4:30 Central, we have a country music duo Laughlin, who I got to see perform a couple of songs with Carrie and Jean back in March, and they are just so talented. It's crazy. They'll be on the show May 2nd at 4:30 Central. We will not be having shows May 5th through 12th because, frankly, I need a vacation. And I'm taking one. even I need a break from the a daily grind of the show from time to time. So May 5th or 12th, mark it on your calendars. But when we come back on May 16th at 4:30, we have super talented singer-songwriter Sarah Ann Garrison joining us. May 23rd, that next week, we have, and I'm so excited for this, I just can't even wait. We have a country music duo, Steel Blossoms. Now, again, I've met Haley and Sarah of Steel Blossoms once, and they're just the sweetest girls that you could probably ever imagine. So that's the 23rd at 4:30 Central. May 30th at 4:30 Central, we have singer-songwriter Melissa Ramsky joining us, and her a brand new single dropped today. Let's see if I can find the name of it. Let me see. Hold up 1 second. It's called Masquerade. Her, and the song is making its worldwide debut on the Josie Show tonight in about a couple hours. So, congrats to Melissa for that. June 6th, also at 4:30, we have singer-songwriter Angela Sue Cheslock joining us. I said, I told you guys we've been busy in the past week. I told you guys. And there's a couple more things I'm not going to announce just yet, simply because of the fact that they're so far off. And I don't want to spoil the bonus surprise just yet. So I think with that, I think I'm going to end the episode right here. With Murph. Thank you and goodbye.